From the St. Louis Public Radio Newsroom, this is The Gateway. It's Tuesday, December 2nd. I'm Jonathan All. Have you heard the one about the judge who dressed up as Elvis on the bench? St. Charles County Judge Matthew Thornhill had agreed to step down from his position after being accused of misconduct by the state of Missouri. But now Thornhill is saying not so fast.
It seems like he may be trying to stay on the bench or just trying to get a lower suspension.
We'll learn more from St. Louis on the Air producer Danny Wisentowski, who's been following Thornhill's case. That's coming up on The Gateway. Missouri Department of Transportation officials say they were caught off guard as a fast-moving storm blanketed the region in inches of snow yesterday. Workers had expected the snow to begin later in the afternoon, but it began accumulating in the St. Louis area late in the morning. That meant MoDOT crews had not pre-treated roads with salt and played catch-up to try to plow streets and treat roads Monday afternoon. Bob Becker is MoDOT's St. Louis District Maintenance Engineer.
The storm came in several hours sooner than expected. But we've got full crews out there. We're working. They're doing what they can. They get things treated. They're getting plowed off the road as best they can.
The National Weather Service first issued a winter weather advisory for St. Louis at 9 a.m. yesterday, and it went into effect at noon. St. Louis isn't expecting any more snow today, but the impacts of yesterday's winter weather could still have an impact for drivers this morning. More than 100 crashes were reported in St. Louis yesterday, according to the Metropolitan Police Department. The city says the street department has now treated or plowed the majority of secondary and hill routes at least once. The city's crews were also able to pre-treat about half the arterial streets yesterday morning before the snow hit earlier than anticipated. Metro users are asked to plan for some delays this morning because of traffic and road conditions. Starting yesterday, Missourians can now legally bet on sports. St. Louis Public Radio's Olivia Mizell reports.
A snowy Monday made for a slow kickoff day for in-person sports betting in St. Louis. Several betting platforms have partnered with local casinos. Caesars opened its new sports book at Horseshoe in downtown St. Louis. St. Louis resident Rick Porter braved the snow to place a bet in person. He said he was already there to play poker, which is next to the sports betting area. Porter says he's been awaiting sports betting's legalization.
Well, when you're watching the game, it gives you something to cheer for.
He says he's happy that he doesn't have to drive across the river to Illinois to place bets anymore. Bettors can place mobile bets with several platforms from anywhere in the state, but also have the option to place them at casinos. I'm Olivia Mizell, St. Louis Public Radio.
The St. Louis County Animal Shelter will waive adoption fees today and tomorrow in an effort to boost pet adoptions. All adoptable pets will be spayed and neutered. Animals will also be vaccinated and microchipped. Shelter hours will be extended from 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. The event will be the county's first waived adoption fee event since taking over the shelter earlier this year. The shelter was previously run by the Animal Protective Association. Malik Johnson is the county's Animal Care and Control Division Director. He says it's common for shelters to waive adoption fees.
We intend to waive adoption fees due to the shelter being overcrowded, as we are right now. Our hope out of this is to actually reduce the population.
Johnson says there are about 160 dogs in the shelter, which has a capacity for about 80. Descendants of a formerly enslaved person who purchased land in Chesterfield have been fighting with the city council to redevelop it for more than a half a century. As St. Louis Public Radio's Andrea Henderson reports, the family says they've done everything possible to get the city to approve a redevelopment plan.
Doris Frazier moved into Chesterfield's Westland Acres neighborhood in 1950. The land was purchased by William West, a former slave and the great-grandfather of Frazier's late husband. The community started out with about 50 families. Today, there are only 8. Many moved because the taxes were too high and they wanted better infrastructure. Frazier has been trying to get the land rebuilt for decades, but has run into difficulties with the city.
Wanted to develop the land so we could have good housing, good schools, everything that everybody else had. So we tried to go through developers, and we've just been stopped every time.
The latest redevelopment plan had its first reading before the Chesterfield City Council Monday night. I'm Andrea Henderson, St. Louis Public Radio.
Illinois healthcare providers are concerned that federal funding cuts could undo some of the gains made against HIV and AIDS. Health outcomes have improved drastically for those diagnosed. Brandon Hill is the president and CEO of Vivint Health, which advocates on behalf of and provides care to those with HIV. He says he worries progress will be lost due to Medicaid cuts and curtailed HIV prevention efforts at the CDC.
It takes a lot of resources to build awareness and gain access and other supports. This is why we say we're not willing to turn back now. We're right on the edge of managing and ending the epidemic with what we have in front of us.
Yesterday marked World AIDS Day, which started in 1988 as a way to remember those who have died from the disease and highlight progress in the effort to eradicate it. The Muni has announced its schedule of shows for the 2026 season. Hairspray will take the stage in America's oldest outdoor theater in June, followed by Shrek the Musical, then South Pacific, and Newsies. The story of the Temptations will play out in Ain't Too Proud, and then the classic Meet Me in St. Louis, or St. Louis, depending on your preference, will return to Forest Park for the first time in 8 years. The season concludes with the Shakespeare-inspired comedy Something Rotten in August. A St. Charles County judge who agreed to resign after being accused of misconduct by the state of Missouri appears to have changed his mind. Judge Matthew Thornhill was accused of 3 counts of misconduct, including dressing in an Elvis Presley costume while on the bench. St. Louis On the Air producer Danny Wisentowski has been following Thornhill's case. He spoke with STLPR's Brian Moline about the latest developments.
So, Danny, what can you tell us about Matthew Thornhill? What kind of judge is he, and what's his career background?
You know, he is a veteran judge in St. Charles. He had a long legal career. He spent 19 years already as a judge. Before that, he was a prosecutor, had worked in a lot of serious cases. And this role, though, as a circuit judge, is one that he only recently won election for. That was in 2024. He primarily works as a family court judge.
So, Danny, what are the allegations that Thornhill has brought against this disciplinary commission?
There's really 2 main issues here. The key one is that Judge Thornhill claims that this agreement with the disciplinary panel, this commission, this was supposed to be secret. The details of the photos, the allegations, the things he admitted, all of this was supposed to remain secret until his resignation was completed. And that would have first begun with a 6-month suspension. He would have then been allowed to return as judge for another 18 months. And then he was supposed to resign and no longer run for judge politically and basically remove himself from this legal career. What happened, though, instead, is that last month, the court system released its findings of fact. This was a document that was publicly uploaded to Missouri's court system, and it had photos of Judge Thornhill in the Elvis outfit. And it had the statement that he signed admitting to these counts. Now, Judge Thornhill, in this latest filing, says that all of this breached the agreement. And not only does he want this entire agreement revisited, he wants, for instance, that suspension reduced to 60 days instead of 6 months. It seems like he may be trying to stay on the bench or just trying to get a lower suspension. It's just not clear right now.
Sure. And Thornhill has said he's admitted to making some bad decisions. He's called those mistakes and misjudgments, but he's also defending his conduct. So how do you square those things?
A lot of it really seems to come down to Judge Thornhill's dissatisfaction with this disciplinary panel. He specifically calls out one of the attorneys who worked on this case, Jeffrey Benoist. And in one of the really most explosive and shocking parts of this filing is he accuses Benoist of, in fact, taking one of the pictures of Elvis, actually asking Judge Thornhill to put on the Elvis outfit for a photo. That photo winds up in this disciplinary proceeding. And Judge Thornhill is saying, Jeffrey Benoist has tainted this investigation, is conflicted. Jeffrey Benoist did end up recusing himself, and this case is now being prosecuted by Kelly King. She's the deputy Missouri attorney general. So Judge Thornhill is claiming that all of this is tainted, all of this should be thrown out, and that, you know, what Jeffrey Benoist did really rises to a level of violating some ethics, it seems like.
And finally, Danny, you know, we've been talking about Thornhill's agreement to resign here. Was that binding? What did he agree to do, and is he basically trying to call for a do-over here?
It's important to remember that this entire proceeding has no legal binding until the Missouri Supreme Court signs off on it. So this all has the general language and structure of what sounds like a criminal trial. You have evidence, witnesses, maybe a plea agreement, but this is very different. This involves judges who are being accused of misconduct. And in this case, this agreement to resign, these suspensions, none of that is settled. All of that is only for the Missouri Supreme Court to sign off of, and they're the ones who are now going to have to sort through this mess and figure out whether the Elvis judge, as he's now been referenced in many headlines, was mistreated in this case.
That's St. Louis on the Air producer Danny Wisentowski speaking with STLPR's Brian Moline about Judge Matthew Thornhill. The next court filing from the state in the case is due tomorrow. The Gateway is a production of St. Louis Public Radio, music by Ryan McNeely of Adult Fur. We are a member-supported service of the University of Missouri, St. Louis. I'm Jonathan All, and from the St. Louis Public Radio newsroom, this has been The Gateway.